Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The United States Human Rights Report is good and bad for Israel. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The United States issued their annual human rights report. It looks like the Biden administration has reaffirmed Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state. Now that's good news, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It seems they are going along with some of the language that the Trump administration had improved upon over the past administrations. That's correct.
And at the same time, it's reaffirming the fact that Israel has sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which is a key security location.
That is correct. Although, Jimmy, they have replaced some of the language that had been switched by the Trump administration. They're now back to using the term occupied. It's when these reports echo a lot of the NGOs that frequently work on behalf of the Palestinian National Authority, their agenda that they're pushing that sneaks their way into these State Department reports.
Define that terminology, occupied territories.
In international law, when one state engages in hostilities of any kind and takes over territory of another state, that's called belligerent occupation. It results from an act of war or hostility. They try to apply to Israel's administration over Judea and Samaria. That is wrong. Palestine never existed as a state. And secondly, of course, is the fact that Israel has a better claim to Judea and Samaria because that was the territory the League of Nations recognized as the territory of the Jewish national home. So to use occupation to describe what Israel is doing in Judea and Samaria is simply wrong factually.
Winky Medad with the details on the annual U.S. Human Rights Report, some good and some bad for the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The United States Human Rights Report reaffirmed that Jerusalem is the political capital of the Jewish state and has sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Now that's all good. However, the statement that Judea and Samaria is occupied territories is not biblical. This is land that God promised the Jewish people, and that's Ezekiel chapter 34. In fact, the land actually belongs to God. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23. God has appointed the Jewish people caretakers of this land, not occupiers. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...